I look out from Southhead, tall above the ocean. Clear blue water in chaotic motion. And at my back the harbour lies, quiet and still. I stand on sandstone tiers upon this bright flowering hill. And far to the west through warm air and salty scent, a column of smoke betrays our tiny settlement. To the north above the harbour is the smoke of native fires. Two cultures thrown together seem the same to distant eyes. Sandstone, and salt water. Sandstone, and salt water. Rocks and under limbs. She's not afraid of snake bite on her unprotected shins. Her little hands are hard and worn despite her tender age. Her feet have nursing shoes made tough and hard each day. By sandstone and salt water. She knows little of the precariousness of our existence.
Though she knows the struggle for survival all too well. And little does she think about the blood that has been spilled.
She knows of nothing else, though truly British she is still. As the man of authority, clear a path or dig a grave. So many mouths to feed and so-called heathen souls to save.
The decisions that they make won't be complete when they are gone. The legacy will linger here on and on,
etched in sandstone and salt water.